Hi, Bob Barney with the Friday Wrap-Up, and we're traveling. We're in Florida, actually, for this wrap-up, but we're doing it from the kitchen of the place we're staying at, so it might sound a little different. So the stories of the week we'll go over in this Friday Wrap-Up, and then we always try to get into what's going to happen at the end of the weekend with the tomorrow's Sabbath show, tomorrow night's entertainment show, and if we have it in time, which I believe we do. I've got to look in my notes. What we're going to play Sunday. And so the big story of the week, there's more than one. The three that I'm thinking about that's really still the stories of the week, not counting the Sarah Guthrie story, is number one, the Epstein and now the Clintons being called in to testify. And now there is another accuser claiming when she was a minor, both Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump abused her. And I think Trump has played a card that is going to continue working against him. At this point, I don't believe any of the stories against Donald Trump that's going to come out. But the problem is when you have the Democrat Party against you and the Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton people against you, you're going to find all kinds of witnesses coming out accusing Trump of everything in the world. And it's going to be as believable as anybody else. So just be aware that sometimes you reap what you sow. They really played this Epstein thing up big time when they were running for office. And now they are redacting. And this is news, if you want to believe it or not, but you can't deny this. The Justice Department has redacted so much information about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. I don't believe they did that because of the fact that he did anything wrong per se. I think they're doing that because there are so many references to Donald Trump. Because you got to remember one thing, when the FBI was investigating this matter before Trump was president under the Obama administration, number one, and then under the Biden administration, they probably sent the FBI in every single nook and cranny and ridiculous person's claims and recorded it on purpose and filed it away under the Jeffrey Epstein thing on purpose in order to get Donald Trump. We already saw this with the Trump 1.0. When he was running for office in 2015 and 2016, we saw both the media and our government agencies like the FBI and CIA, for that matter, become unglued trying to nail Donald Trump with bogus made-up charges. We saw that. He was tried time and time again for bogus made-up charges. You had a woman who claimed he assaulted her in, what was it, Macy's or something in 1976. She was a liar. And the court sided on her side because the courts were against Donald Trump. No real court with justice in mind would have ever sided with that case against Donald Trump. So we've always had, when it has to do with Donald Trump, we have always had a situation where the lower courts especially, not necessarily the higher courts or the Supreme Court, but the lower courts have always ruled against Donald Trump no matter what, because they just simply do not like him. And they are going to use the courts to prosecute him. And so when he was bringing up Hillary and Bill Clinton and things like this during the election time in 2024, he, like what happened to him in 2017 and 2018 before his impeachments, he sometimes seeded his own problems. He sowed out those seeds and they came back to work against him. And I think that's what's going to happen here. Oh, be aware, in my humble opinion, the Epstein thing is not going to disappear as Donald Trump and the Republicans wish it would today. The Republicans wanted it out there and they got what they wanted and they really didn't want it. It's like the old saying, when the dog runs after a car, what's he going to do when he catches the car? Well, this is what happened to Donald Trump, the Republican Party, and the Department of Justice. They sat there and they chased a car and they caught it, and now they don't know what to do with it. And it's going to continue to haunt his administration to the end of it. And it may, and it could be all trumped up charges. It could be all trumped up. That's a pun I didn't mean. But it could be all bogus charges against Donald Trump. But it could actually lead, when the Democrats take over next year, which I think they could, they're trying their hardest not to be able to take over with their unbelievable anti-American people policies that they're trying to promote. But if they do take over next year, impeachment's coming. And the Epstein part of this impeachment is going to be a major part of it. And so this is going to really backfire against Donald Trump and against the Republicans in general. And you heard that first, because I don't think too many people want to talk about that right now. But it's bad news. And we're going to get in right now to the 2026 midterm elections, because I believe the only thing that's stopping the Democrats from taking both the House and the Senate are the Democrats. Donald Trump, by the way, in my opinion, he could be a paid Democrat informer here, or a paid Democrat strategist, because he's doing more to save the Democratic Party and proving, by the way, that the Democratic policies of the past were the best policies we ever had than any other person that's ever held a rhino Republican hat. And but the Democrats themselves are doing everything they can do to turn the American people off. You saw that in the State of the Union address, the longest State of the Union address of all time. It was boring. CNN poll said 64% of the people who watched it, I don't believe this, but the poll probably is somewhat true, that said they were encouraged with that speech. I couldn't watch it because I knew it was going to be that we have $2 gas when we really have $3 gas. I mean, I heard Steve Scalise say the other morning, well, gas has come down. We no longer have $5 gas. When did we have $5 gas other than California? And it's still $5 gas in California. Gas was about, the last year Biden was president, it was about $3.10 where I am. It was about the same in Connecticut. It was about the same in Florida. And it was where a lot of people live. And right now, gasoline prices in Florida is $2.89. Gasoline prices in Virginia are about $2.91. One place in Virginia I saw $2.79. Connecticut's about $2.95 to $3. So gas has come down very little. Oil has come down very little. In fact, the last 5 weeks, I believe oil has actually raised up in price. That's our next subject, because it's going up because of this Iran thing. And again, you know, I said back in the spring when we attacked Iran and took out their nuclear facilities that we did not. It was a failed mission. And all we had was Pete Hegseth and crew sit there and cheerlead how great the president was, how we set Iran back by 5 years. No, we kept the snake alive, and the snake came back to bite again. And we're going to play around in Iran till one of these days Iran's going to get a lucky shot out and do a lot of damage, because we are not doing what we should have done in the spring when we had Israel's help and we could have taken that country down and we could have removed the people in power. Now, I'm afraid things could go backwards. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we can remove those religious zealots from power. I believe the majority of the Iranians would love to see it happen. But again, I think the majority of Iranians right now think that Donald Trump, like Barack Obama, made lines in the sand that he did not intend really to do that much. Granted, he did send the military to do some stuff that Obama did not do. But at the same time, he didn't cut off the head of the snake. And that's going to come back to haunt us. And so that's still a big story of the week, is when are we going to strike Iran? It's probably going to happen sooner than later, because I don't believe, and I think it's really evident, that the mullahs in Iran are not trying to do anything to really solve the nuclear crisis that we want them to do away with. They see that their only chance for survival is to have a nuclear weapon to protect themselves from us. Also, by the way, many of our allies think the same thing now. We have Greenland getting missile defenses to protect themselves from an American attack. A NATO member is getting missiles to protect themselves from us. If we don't look like the bullies on a street, I don't know what does. I'll be right back after a brief word about theplaintruth.com. ThePlainTruth.com is the site to go to every day to read the message board, Your Health Today, these podcasts. We also have literature when you go to the main page. Who is America in prophecy? Do you know America is mentioned more times in the Bible under its real name than any other nation on the face of the earth? Do you know that? Well, you can find all that information on the Plain Truth main page, theplaintruth.com, where, again, you can go to our message board. That's like the water cooler news. Anybody can post whatever news they think is important. You can go to Your Health Today and learn how to live healthier, or you can listen to these podcasts, me and other people we put up. That's theplaintruth.com. Please go there every day. Thank you. And we're back for the next round of the Friday wrap-up of what's going on here. Continuing talking about the midterm elections, there is every signal in the world that the American people are really disgusted with the way things are going. Right now, in Texas, this real lousy congresswoman, Crockett is her last name, no relation to Davy Crockett. She's a black congresswoman who is absolutely as anti-American and as anti-you and me as there ever has been. She is leading the Republican candidate, according to the last poll, by 37 points. Can you believe that? 37 points. And that is two things here. One, I've said this for about 5 years now, and I've also said it to my daughter, who is living in Texas, in Houston, Texas area, that Texas is no place I would want to live, because I have seen Texas going blue for the longest time. Democrats are getting more and more power in Texas, and that is because you have a governor, a Republican rhino governor in Texas, who loves to make all kinds of TV appearances and act tough and act like he's doing something against this or that. And he's actually just doing nothing. And so he is doing nothing except helping Democrats replace Republicans in both the state and the Congress. And I believe now we are going to see a Democratic senator, maybe her, maybe another one. There's another man running for it. I can't think of his name right now, who the media is really trying to support. They think he's the next, Bobby Kennedy type, you know, the old Bobby Kennedy, senior, not junior. And but I think it's very possible we're going to see a sweep of the Congress if the Democrats don't do themselves in. And like I said before, this is my opinion. Donald Trump opens his mouth, he just helps the Democratic Party. If I was a Democrat, I'd give Donald Trump all the money in the world for to keep going. I would make sure he keeps talking the way he is, because he's helping them, and they are not helping themselves. It's that simple. And on that idea about Americans are not happy what's going on, and that's why I'm worried about the what's going to happen in Congress in the midterm elections, Americans are leaving the United States in record numbers. It's our 250th birthday, and last year the U.S. experienced something that it hasn't seen since the Great Depression. More people moved out of this country than moved in. The Trump administration has hailed the exodus, negative net migration, as a fulfillment of their prophecy. But what's really happening is many Americans, and I'm talking about American-born Americans, not necessarily even of Hispanic origin, but many Americans who have a lot of money are moving out of this country, and they're moving into countries that are more tax-friendly to rich people. And there's going to be not only a brain drain out of America, but there's going to be a money drain. Just like states like Florida, which do not tax its people to death, are gaining people from California, from New York, from Connecticut, from Massachusetts and New Jersey. There is a brain and money drain to Florida from these liberal Democrat states to the north and to the west, that just like that, people first moved to Florida, more and more people from these Democrat states are actually moving overseas and taking their money with them. And that could be a problem down the road for us. And it's, again, showing you that the American people simply are not happy with what is happening. It's just not happy at all. And we are only about, what, 6-7 months away from the fall elections? And I don't see things happening in that time that's going to make a big deal. Now, a lot of people think that the tax cuts that the new Big Beautiful Bill, and I think it was the Big Ugly Bill, but is going to get enough people's tax rebates up by 100% in some people. And I think deductions for businesses and regulations and stuff like that could help the economy grow. But I don't see prices coming down. I don't see it coming down in my business, and I don't see it coming down in the grocery store. I don't see it coming down with gas. I do not see the price reductions and stuff that we saw under Trump 1.0 in 2017. 2017, 2018, and 2019, America boomed better than it did under Ronald Reagan. And you know what I think about Ronald Reagan. He's a great president and one of the greatest, if not the greatest, of the 20th century for America. But it's just a problem. And we cannot afford the Democrats taking over Congress and the Senate, and especially if they impeach Donald Trump. And what would happen? I don't think this is a possibility personally, but you always got to think, because a lot of impossible things happen. Because remember, with God, all things are possible. If the Democrats were to take over the House, and now the majority leader of the House, or the Speaker of the House, not the majority leader, the Speaker of the House is now a Democrat. And it probably would be Jeffries. And the House impeached Trump, and then the Senate would remove him. And if Vance then is put up for impeachment because he was in cahoots with Donald Trump, and the Senate would remove him, you would have a Democrat, an unelected Democrat president of the United States. Because guess who's in line for the presidency after the vice president? It's the Speaker of the House. And so I don't believe it can happen, but I just throw that out there because, like I said, all things are possible when God gets involved. And I don't think God is very happy with what's going on. I'm going to get into one other thing about God not being happy. If you have not been following along, and the Plain Truth has had some stories about this, about the absolute debauchery going on at Mar-a-Lago, They have theme nights that are nothing but satanic. The President of the United States' own personal club. You can do a very quick news search about the themes of the events that go on at Mar-a-Lago, and they're all demon-possessed. Anybody who even looks into it can see that the debauchery that's being portrayed is everything like what Jeff Epstein did. And this is at Mar-a-Lago, and this is whilst he's president, whilst he's selling watches, which he should not be able to do, made in China, as it was said in Squawk Box the other day. They're the best Swiss, Chinese-made Swiss watches available, because Donald Trump's merchandise has never come from America. Donald Trump's hats don't come from America. Donald Trump's t-shirts don't come from America. And neither does his watches come from America. For some guy who wants to put America first, he does it when it comes to his businesses. He doesn't even invest anymore in the United States property. He's invested in all properties in Vietnam and Bahrain and UAE and Kuwait and just everywhere all over the world. He's putting Trump hotels and resorts, but not in America right now. And it's just amazing to see the hypocrisy coming out of this White House, that the MAGA people, if it was Joe Biden doing this, would be demanding impeachment. And if you're honest with yourself, you know I'm right. But most people are not honest with themselves. And that's the problem we have. The other story of the week, and I've done this story many times, is about the UFO release that Donald Trump promises that he's going to release. And I already have covered this almost since the beginning of the Plain Truth, 2008, what UFOs really are. And simply, I'll explain more after the next break here, but simply, UFOs are not aliens. Well, they may be aliens, but they're not the aliens that people think they are. There is an explanation in your Bible that tells you what aliens are in UFOs. And it may shock those who don't really understand that. But I'll be back after this brief word again about theplaintruth.com and The Plain Truth Today. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today and theplaintruth.com. Please go there every day to find out what's happening, what it means for you, your family, and your future. That's theplaintruth.com and theplaintruthtoday.com. Thank you for listening. And we're back, and we're going to talk a little bit about UFOs. UFOs are mentioned if you go to Ezekiel, and we did this in a UFO program I did last week. If you didn't hear the whole program, I really wish you would go back and listen to it. But UFOs basically are two things. 97, probably 99% of the UFOs ever witnessed by anyone in the world are natural phenomena. They're, you know, water vapor gas, car lights in the distance, stars that seem to move, things like that, or airplanes even, that people mistaken as a UFO. But there is that 1 or 2, maybe 3% of real UFOs out there that people who know what they're talking about have seen what they say is spacecraft that can do the impossible things. And at least so many people believe that means there's life out there from other planets. Well, there is life out there, my friends. It's called angels and demons. God and his angels and demons and Satan and his angels, or their demons now. And when you go to Ezekiel chapter 1, I did this in this program, you just read the whole chapter, do it in an easy-to-read Bible, like the Living Bible or something like that, and you will see that when he saw, Ezekiel that is, the throne of God, what he saw what looked like a UFO with flashing lights and gyro reels and carrying a throne. And on that throne was none other than Jesus Christ, because that is the God of the Old Testament. And that is what the UFOs that are not explained are. And that the aliens that we're talking about are not physical creatures from another planet. The aliens are mostly demons that are masquerading and fooling people about UFOs. Sometimes they're angels. They're not God right now. I don't think he's visiting the earth because he said he isn't. Even Tucker Carlson came to this conclusion on Joe Rogan here. I'm going to play a little bit of it right now.
Upper level is what are, okay, so if they're spiritual beings, which I believe they are, like it's a binary. They're either, you know, if you're on team good or team bad, you can assign any name to it you want.
Angels or demons.
Are they good or bad? And I think some of them are bad. And if the U.S. government knows that, or elements, the people within the U.S. government know that, then, you know, then they're serving a bad force. And
well, when you say spiritual, like what makes you draw that conclusion that they're spiritual?
What's the obvious? I mean, spiritual may be the wrong word. Supernatural. You know, they're beyond nature as we understand it. I mean, obviously they are. I mean, just chart their physical behavior. It doesn't, you know, it goes outside of what we understand about physics. No visible means of propulsion, you know, coming at indescribable speed, hitting the ocean, continuing at speeds that are impossible undersea. I mean, in other words, if I take a, you know, 9mm round or 7.62x39 and shoot you at 50 yards underwater in a swimming pool, and it's even more intense in salt water because it's denser, you could catch the bullet if it even makes it to you, right? So if you have a craft, any object underwater that's traveling at 500 knots as measured by sonar, right there you're challenging our understanding of physics. Like, what is that? How can that be? So
yep. They've tracked that? They've tracked things going 500 knots under the sea?
Yeah, really. Yeah, much, much faster than any object can actually go under sea. Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that's even Tucker Carlson. And anybody, I remember first listening to Garner Ted Armstrong back in 1977 when he himself experienced a UFO near an airport where he had a private jet. He used to fly around his own private jet. The Worldwide Church of God had a lot of money back then. And like he said, he knows what he saw. And most pilots all have seen them. They don't talk about it because they'd probably lose their pilot's license, but they know they're real. And so do not be deceived with what comes out. UFOs are either demons or angels. They're not little Martians from another planet. They are not humanoid. And the idea that we've gotten bodies and stuff like that, all fake, fake news. There's going to be a lot of fake news about UFOs. Do not be deceived. But also understand there are aliens out there. We call those aliens either angels or demons, and that's the aliens in UFOs. And before we get into this weekend's shows that we're going to cover, I just want to keep an update on the tariff situation. You know, the Supreme Court knocked them down. There's going to be there's lawsuits being filed by FedEx and other people trying to get their money back. I don't know where FedEx has standing because they never paid a tariff in their life. I know everything I ever bought that came from overseas that FedEx would deliver, I paid the tariff. FedEx paid the government that money, but they charged me the tariff. And so it's my money and not their money to collect. So that's going to be an interesting proposition right there. But these tariffs have really is the number one things that has put this economy in the way that it is today. It's the number one thing keeping Donald Trump from being a 2.0 being like 1.0. The tariffs have destroyed small businesses in America. There is no doubt about it. The tariffs have done more to destroy mom and pop businesses in America than Barack Obama, the great business destroyer, was ever able to do. And that's the plain truth. Well, this weekend, we want to get into the Saturday morning show, which is always our religious show because Saturday is the Sabbath day. Again, you know, Texas, I think, passed a law that all courts and all schools have to have the Ten Commandments posted. So funny, because they don't follow the Fourth Commandment themselves, though they want the kids to have it posted. Because the Fourth Commandment does not say anything about Sunday. The Fourth Commandment says, a law of God, honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And that's what we do with the plain truth. And we hope you, as listeners, adopt the Sabbath day because it is the day of God. It's the Lord's day. And the morning show, 7:11 a.m. morning show, is called God's Law, Is It for Christians? And of course, you know, if you listen to the show more than once, God's Law is for Christians. And it's an older Garner Ted Armstrong show, not as a young man, but it's probably about 30 years old. And it is very informative about what God's law is all about, how to understand it, and to realize that Jesus did not abolish the Ten Commandments or any of the law upon his death, or the apostles would not still be keeping all of the holidays and all of the Sabbath days and all of the parts of the law that they kept. The 7:11 p.m. entertainment show for tomorrow night is called The Diary of Dr. Pritchard. It's a old radio show, I think from 1952. It's a suspense. That's all I'm going to say about it. It is a suspense about a doctor, I'll say this, who's a serial killer. Let's put it that way. It's almost like a Alfred Hitchcock type suspense on radio. And that's called, and Cedric Hardwick is a very famous, you saw him in the Ten Commandments. He played the Pharaoh, Ramses. And he's a very famous actor from the 1940s and 50s. And he plays the lead role as Dr. Pritchard. I listened to that before. And because I listened to it on the radio, on Radio Classics, I said, this is a perfect show for Friday entertainment radio show. So that's this tomorrow night, 7:11 p.m. Sunday, I did look at my notes. I didn't have anything planned. I did this show a little earlier than Friday, did it Thursday night. And so this will probably show Friday noontime, but we'll see. Sunday will probably again be a two-way by Mark Halperin doing a weekly summary on Friday that he always does. And it's a very good show for the Sabbath. I like that one. I have to admit, I also like the one that the Philadelphia Church of God does. I'm not a Flurry fan, but they have a very good news department that gives a weekly wrap-up of the news, more biblically oriented, and most of their ideas about who's who. They know who the nations are. They understand who Germany is, who America is in prophecy, things like that. And they have a pretty darn good show themselves. So anyway, that's the Friday wrap-up. This is Bob Barney in Florida, and doing it, and we'll be back Monday with more shows. I'm still going to be in Florida all of next week as well. Until Monday, Bob Barney saying thank you for listening. Bye-bye.